sometimes I'm still pinching myself that, hey, you are an elder. It's going to take time. Good morning, saints. It's great to be in the house of the Lord. And the theme I'm hearing that sort of confirms, it is the name of Jesus. It is all about him we've been focusing on all morning. Praise God. We're just going to read, and I know this month we've been in Joshua. We haven't left Joshua yet. Joshua chapter 1, I'm going to read verse 5 through 9. Joshua 1, New King James Version. Joshua 1, 5 through 9. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you, and do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. And we will all read verse 8 together. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. And I will just read verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And the Lord will bless the reading of his word for his name's sake. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for who you are, the great and awesome God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is alive and alive forevermore, seated at your right hand, and as our intercessor and soon coming King. Thank you for the rich memories we had in your presence this morning, Lord, and we pray that you will continue to lead us now as your word goes forth, that everyone would receive a portion. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Most people subscribe to a New Year's resolution looking to accomplish a long-term goal with a quick fix solution. And all you have to do is, you know, pass by any popular gym, particularly in the month of January, sometimes in April too, and, you know, you will see people dying to get in to work out. You know, I always thought, why do they, and they're doing work on these gyms, like during the holiday season, you know, during Christmas and so. And I said, it dawned on me, yeah, it's the New Year's. And then all these folks that have these New Year's resolutions, most of them, though, don't make it through February. Few to April. And for those that persevere would probably make it through July or August. But those that really are into it go on for a year. It almost becomes a lifestyle. I found this quick fact. It takes 66 days for a new exercise routine to become an automatic habit, just about 2 months. For some people, it could take less, 18 days maybe, or for some people, almost 200 and something days, depending on the person's behavior and their personality. But the key, all of the researchers are saying, is consistency in the first few months. But so many don't make it to that point. We tend to think that way sometimes when we read, especially in Joshua 1 and 8. We focus on the way of prosperity and we focus on good success. we seldom consider, how did Joshua get to this point? We don't think of the journey where God can now commission him to be Israel's next leader. God's preparation for Joshua didn't happen overnight. It didn't take days, and it didn't even take a few years. It took decades, 40 years to be exact, as God would prepare Joshua to be Israel's next leader. Most of us, you know, when we first got saved, for those who know the Lord, we don't think about what God is going to be doing with us 30 or 40 years from now. You know, I certainly didn't think so. I remember when I first came to Good Tidings, just visiting, and I wasn't a believer then. At that meeting, in the mid-90s, I think it was, 95 or so, there were elders being introduced to the saints for the first time. And I think Brother Neverson was one of the elders. And I never thought at that point, and even when I got saved maybe a year or two later, that I would even be considered to be part of the elders. To God be the glory. His ways are past finding out. We don't understand it. And maybe there's a young person here. January, you're thinking of doing something new, and God may be speaking to you. Maybe not young in age, but new in the faith, and God is speaking to you. Isaiah reminds us that we should wait. Wait on the Lord, and we will renew our strength. Sometimes we want a quick fix. We don't want to wait. We don't want to look. We don't want to go through the process. Joshua, at this point, was about 80 years old. He's not, you know, in our church, that's not a young man. And he was going to be the replacement of Israel. But for him to do that, he must trust God. The same God who's been preparing him all these years to this moment. God did the same with Moses, interestingly enough. And Moses was also at 80 years old when he was at the burning bush, all the way to Mount Nebo, across from Jericho. And we know the story. God did not let Moses go into the land. To fully understand and appreciate what God's statement to Joshua here in chapter 1, we must look at the journey. And I want to spend a little time. We can't cover all the things that God did through Joshua, but we'll look at a few to see how God worked through his life and how we can work through ours. And we should never assume when we look at Joshua that we can somewhat automatically become successful by claiming these promises and not understanding the process. God's preparation of Joshua began long before Jericho and the Red Sea. He started in humble beginnings. He had a godly heritage. He was born in Egypt and grew up in slavery. His name was Hosea, salvation. But Moses changed his name to Joshua. The Lord saves. And that's Numbers 13 and 16. He was the son of Nun from the tribe of Ephraim. What tribe is that? Well, the patriarch of Ephraim was Joseph. And we know Joseph, right? Who God used to save the nations. Joseph himself was sold to slavery, but he experienced God's calling and leading throughout his life all the way to his death. So that is a background there of Joshua and where he came from. Now, he attended, he was one of Moses' attendants in Numbers 11 and 28. He was a willing servant. He was one of Moses' choice men, that verse tells us, because Moses saw a quality in him. And as you look for leaders, you're looking for qualities. Moses, there were, I believe, close to, some theologians say, 600,000 men in the camp. But Moses saw Joshua. And Caleb also had the same qualities as those choice men, but Joshua was the focus. He accompanied Moses to the mountain of God in Exodus 24 and 13. And Moses, when he went to the mountain of God to hear from God and receive instructions from God, and that's where he got the commandments, the tablets, he would spend 40 days and nights. And it says Joshua would never leave. He would wait. And he would be there day after day. He was consistent and faithful. God prepared Moses, just a fact here, God prepared Moses 40 years to go and deliver Israel. And he prepared Joshua from the Red Sea 40 years in the wilderness to take Canaan into the promised land. God's timing is not ours. His ways are past finding out. But as we trust the Lord, in time he will work. He'll work out his purpose for our lives. Short testimony. As I said, after I gotten saved, I remember first time coming to Good Tidings on a Saturday afternoon, and the place was closed. I was like, wait a minute, is this the wrong night, or are these young folks serious about God? But when I attended the next day, they told me it was MYF. I didn't know what that was, but they had left early, and so they went to MYF. But I kept coming. I kept coming. Every meeting, whether it's Sunday, Saturday, Tuesday, Friday, because I wanted to know more about God in whom I believed. I got involved in Awana, MYF, and then about 10 years after that, this is 2005 now, kids born, married, kids born, I entered the trustees board. And then 20 years later, I was asked to consider eldership. God is looking for consistency, faithfulness. Young brother, young sister. It is not the quick process. It is not the quick fix. God works in his timetable. Joshua had the spirit in him, Numbers 27 and 18. When Moses asked the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over this congregation, God said without hesitation, take Joshua, for he has the spirit in him. By the spirit he was led, he led the congregation as a shepherd, because Moses did not want Israel to enter Canaan as sheep without a shepherd. And so Joshua was appointed to lead them as God's choice and as a shepherd leading the flock. We're reminded that the Lord Jesus, when he began his ministry, that the Holy Spirit descended on him as like a dove, and God confirmed it by saying, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." When the Spirit of God is on the person, God is preparing them for service. And he has some extraordinary work for you. He was filled, Deuteronomy 34 and 9 says, he was filled with the spirit of wisdom. So when God spoke to Joshua in chapter 1 and verse 5, and he says, I'll be with you, I will not leave you, Joshua had this confidence because the Spirit was in him. The same Spirit that was him was with him in the past, would reside with him in the future. And look at what God says in the beginning of verse 5. He says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. The Spirit will be with him always. And so he had this confidence. Thanks be to God, because of what the Lord Jesus accomplished, those of us who believe in the Lord, we have the Spirit indwelling us. In the Old Testament, the Spirit was only there for a time that God would use that individual. But the Spirit indwells us permanently. Not only that he had the Spirit, it was important that he had the Spirit in him, because he also fought battles. Many battles, Exodus 17, and there are other places that speaks of the battles that Joshua fought. And God gave them the victory. He was battle tested. One thing about Joshua, he was a warrior. He knew how to accomplish. He knew how to strategize in warfare. But God had to teach him through the Spirit that the battle is not his. The battle is not in the flesh. And it is not in horses or chariots. The battle is the Lord's. And so when Joshua spent time with Moses in the tabernacle, he was learning that it was the Lord and the Spirit of God that was upon him. He was strong and courageous under Moses, but God says to him now, without Moses, you're going to be strong and courageous by my leading, by my hand. I will not leave you, and I will not forsake you. And we also know of Joshua and Caleb that spied out the land, right? There were 10 others that give a bad report, but they give a good report. And they said something in Numbers 14 and 9. The Lord is with us. Do not fear. The Lord is with us. Sounds familiar? Joshua 1 and 5 and also verse 9. God uses the same words with Joshua. And he says, I will be with you. Don't fear or be dismayed. So God is preparing Joshua all these years that he would follow him. And he says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Perhaps you've been serving the Lord and you don't see what God is going to do. But he says, wait, wait on me. Trust in the Lord. And he will bring to pass what he has in store. Joshua followed the Lord fully. Numbers 32 and 12. To fully serve God is to serve, is to observe all his commandments. Notice he says that in verse 8, that this book of the law should not depart from your mouth. All God's commandments, all that is written in the law. I believe when Joshua was in the tabernacle, he was meditating on God's word. Preparation. Observing to do what is written therein. He served God fully. And the scripture, the word of God reminds us that God is searching to and fro for all those who would wholeheartedly serve him. God is looking for wholehearted servants. Joshua eventually would divide the land as God had commanded. And he would say, even in his closing days, he says, as for me and my house, we would serve the Lord. Joshua finally began to understand that it is the Lord's preparation. It is about serving him. It is about God's spirit and God's will being accomplished in individuals' lives. Not the quick fix. And God honored Joshua. Now, Joshua was not perfect, and I want to make sure we know that, because he had that defeat in Ai. He was not perfect. He didn't seek God, as our sister sang earlier, but prayer. A prayer away. But, and just like any of us, you know, we have our faults. But God is still looking for those who would serve him wholeheartedly. Like David, right? David served the Lord, a man after God's own heart. And God honored Joshua's devotion. And the last verse, when Joshua had died, in verse 29 of Joshua 24, it says, "Now it came to pass, after these things Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. The servant of the Lord. That title was only given to a handful of people in Scripture. Moses being one of them. God still called him his servant. Don't be discouraged. Young person, young in the faith. Regardless of your shortcomings, God wants to use you for his honor and glory, that he might call you his servant if you would serve him wholeheartedly. And those that are, for this 2026, that are probably recently baptized, you're new to a ministry God is using, or God is prompting you to do something this year. You know, we have so many ministries, and we've been praying for them starting from last week. Awana and basketball and young people and on. Maybe God is calling you to join a ministry that you would serve him. To be involved here at Good Tidings or wherever you serve or fellowship. God gives his instruction to you, whatever you choose to serve. He says, first, love the Lord your God. You can't serve him if you don't love him. At least service that is pleasing to God. He says, to walk in his ways, keep his commandments. That means we got to be in God's word. Hold fast to him. God's word must be precious, but our personal relationship. Joshua spent that time in the temple, personally spending time with God. Hold fast to him. To serve him with all your heart and all your soul. And that is found in Joshua 22 and 5. Joshua got it. That is wholehearted service to the Lord. In Philippians 1 and 6, we, the church, is told that he who has begun a good work in you will do what? He will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God has begun a good work in you, young person, young in the faith. And he will complete it, for he's the same God of Joshua, the same God of Moses, the same God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will accomplish it even until the Lord Jesus returns. So be faithful. But for those who are not born again, perhaps you're in the sound of my voice, or you're here, you don't know the God of Joshua, who is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, but he says to you, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And how can you do that today? So you can start your journey like Joshua and experience the goodness of God, prosperity. You can start that today by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says you will be saved and your household. Like Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Shall we close in prayer? Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, your preservation, how you brought us like Joshua from nothing. You brought us from darkness, from hopelessness into your marvelous light. And you've given us a new song, a new purpose, a new reason. Help us, O God, that as we would consider what we have heard, that we would desire to delight on your word, meditate on it, and to wholeheartedly serve you, knowing that you're faithful, that you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. And we thank you, O God, for the work you're doing here at Good Tidings, and you will continue to do, and every ministry and leader, those who've stood up, to take the mantle, to take on the responsibility. Continue to bless, O God, and help us for this 2026, that we would desire to serve you in wherever capacity you put us in, for your honor and for your glory. Dismiss us with your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.